whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 372, and you would think after all of this time, I would not get it wrong. But yeah, that's just how we roll. It is Saturday, March 15th, 2025, for all of you in that part of the land, for all of us in the future. Future girl, as Ben and Stephen used to always call me, is Sunday, the 16th of March. How are we halfway through March? How did that happen? I think I swear I say this every single time we have a show. Which means tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, which also means it's Execute's birthday, so we send a happy birthday out to him. But again, it's just like crazy. We are halfway through March, and that means we're two and a half months into the year. You took a long nap. I had one of those yesterday, Dave. I completely understand that. So, yeah. Anyway, as I was saying pre-show, last month, thankfully, we did not have a show last weekend. I did have a cyclone. Cyclone Alfred hit Brisbane, which is the first time in 51 years that we have had a cyclone this far down the Queensland coast or along the east coast of Australia. It was a little bit crazy, a little bit, it was a category 2 that crossed as a category 1. So we're all safe. All the animals are safe. Everyone, there was flooding. People had no power. We were pretty much okay, which is great, fantastic. One of my workmates lost power for, I'm gonna say it wasn't quite 2 days. Another workmate's two brothers, they lost power. They were out of power for 4 days. What else? But pretty much everyone else, there's been a bit of flooding. All of that. So it's a little bit crazy. It's been a little bit crazy in Australia. but it's back to being hot and humid, which is, that is what it is. So, anyway. For all of you in the chat that are here, I know we've got Chris, we've got Zap, Zaya, Dave, welcome. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Cheers. Let's grab your beverage of choice. I am having a lovely mocha. So yeah, whatever you're happening, I obviously have not had enough coffee today. Words are hard. Anyway, it is what it is. Let's just go with that. So hopefully my internet is still being a shit. Hopefully we'll be okay. But anyway, I will stop rambling and let's just get on with it. So, news. When have you ever gotten off? Yeah, not often. There's always can have more coffee, Sire. Yeah, always. All right, news. Let's have a look at the news. So first of all, congratulations to Bloody Helly on becoming our second The War Within Bloodthirsty champion. Second. It's crazy. Fantastic, though, like fantastic. Wonderful to see. Bloodthirsty is such a grind. The dedication to playing a bloodthirsty tune. And I'm really disappointed because I was hoping last weekend, in particular with the Cyclones, I wanted to sit down and bring out, and I just couldn't. In between the Cyclone and the internet being shit and everything going on, I was just like, it's not gonna happen. But yeah, the patience for doing a bloodthirsty and just grinding is certainly can be a lot, but sometimes you just want to go and kill shit. You know, just want to go, especially that's what I love doing on my warrior. She would just go up to outside Argent tournament and just those the pack up on the snow hill. Just if you're looking at the map, they're on the left. You go up the hill. I can't think of what they were, but they're like the acolytes or whatever it was. Quite relaxing, I think. It moves, kill. Yeah. It can. And you know what? For a warrior that you can just chain pull is a, like fantastic. I love that on that. So yeah, so Bloody Helly. Look, I'm not sure who Bloody Helly's tune is. They are an EU cu customer. An EU player. So if this is your tune, please reach out to let us know so we can organize a write-up. Our last person didn't iron Lumi. I think it was I didn't get any response from them, so a basic post was done. And again, look, I'll give you till my weekend next weekend. If you contact me, we can get the questionnaire out to you so we can get a write-up done. We love to hear about people's journeys, so it's always interesting and intriguing to see what people have done. So, you know, so I thoroughly love reading about what people have done. So hopefully, Bloody Helly, if you're out there or the person who has this tune, please let us know so we can get that sorted. If you can't contact me, like just let one of the mods know who you are, what your email is, and I will send you through an email. But certainly you can poke me on any of the socials on Discord. I'm around. Just remember, time zones, working, sleeping when that happens. But I will get back to you as soon as I am able to. All right, new. So we had patch hit a couple weeks ago. Everyone's been playing with the patch. How are we finding it? I've got lots of thoughts. I think I shared some of them last show. I still have thoughts, but at the same stage, I know that we had the DDoS attacks yesterday. Between that, my internet, it's a lot for a, I'm gonna say small, using quotation marks, small zone, which I know it's not small compared to some, but it still is, it's contained zone. Like you can't go into really into another zone without, you know, taking one of the teleport things or one of the, it's not the mole machine, but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's like Argus, exactly. It's, there's a lot going on within Undermine. A lot. And for my brain, at times, I find it extremely overwhelming. There's a lot going on, and I don't get a chance to look at it a lot. Like, I try and do some in bits, because I find it, I get too overwhelmed with it. But again, I hope people are aware of taking challenge tunes. It's a really, really bad place to take a challenge tune. Please, if you're going to do it and you successfully do it, let us know. I'd be intrigued, but I cannot see, I really can't see where it could possibly benefit taking a challenge tune to that area at all. I just can't, because in between, there's a lot. Look, even if you said, well, as a pacifist, maybe I can just drive around, there's too much going on that I would be extremely worried that you might aggro something that you don't want to aggro. There's a lot of people, a lot of mobs around. That proximity kills, oh, that would be very, very dangerous. Bloodthirsty might be the only one that's doable. Maybe Working Man. But I wouldn't be taking an iron at all. Zep says, I'm just enjoying the delves, but sad that my tank brand got nerfed. I was really enjoying doing some healing on my druid. Oh, delves are interesting. I have thoughts about them, but maybe not today. Yeah, Chris is so upset about those nerfs, so I would be terrified to take a challenge tune down there. Yeah, look, I'm sure there will be someone who's like, nah, I'm going. I'm taking my bloodthirsty or whichever. And there may be, you know, the green man might be more doable, but still, I think it's hugely risky. So, the good thing about, I guess there's pros and cons. We look at the way that WoW is now. And for most of us, we've been playing this game a real long time. A real long time. I think most of us could easily say upwards of 15 plus years. I'm going to say, you guys in the chat, I'm fairly confident that you all have probably played, if not from start, over 15 years. So I could easily say that, you know, we've been playing a long time, and the way the game is now, especially account-wide, has made things a lot more friendly across the account for everyone. So we're old, yes. it's got its pros and cons. Obviously, it's caused a lot of issues for our challenge, for our challenges and for the challenge tunes. Looks like a lost video. Am I still there? It's not showing I've lagged out. Has it lagged out? And I don't know. No? Okay. Maybe it's something. Maybe you've lagged out. Seems fine. Okay, all right. Yeah, so, you know, it's a completely different game now to when we first started the game 20 years ago. It just is, which over time, obviously, the challenges have been going for, God, how many years has the challenges been around now? It's been quite a long time, and from that, we've had to change, both, you know, through positive, negative, and made changes towards what we've got and what people can do, and, you know, and even poor Zaya with the changes for patch 11.1. There was stuff that was thrown in there I didn't even see was coming. Like, they just went, boom, here's stuff for the account. That's going to affect all of the stuff behind the scenes because it involves the API, and therefore the API then affects the challenges and flags people when they're not supposed to be flagged, or doesn't flag people when they should be flagged. So is it 13 years? Oh my God. It's been a while. Goodness gracious me. It has been a while. So yeah, it's kind of crazy, but at the same stage, we try the best to be on top as quickly as we can when Blizzard makes the changes. Sometimes we get a heads up that there's going to be changes. Sometimes we don't. So again, for those of you that have reached out to say, hey, look, I've got an issue with my turn, please, just a reminder, when you do that, please make sure you include the name, the realm, what they are. Like, give us all the details so I'm not having to come back to you to be asking for that. So then I can pass it on to, you know, our code wardens to say, hey, look, we've got an issue with this, and then they can look into it. Because, you know, there might be someone with the same spelling of the name, but someone's US, someone's EU. So again, all of that information helps. So it's just more a reminder for you guys that when you've got an issue, please make sure to be giving us all the details of what the issue is, who's the tune, where is the tune, what type is the tune, all of that kind of thing. All right. Now, since we're busy prattling on, which is fantastic. Wonderful. I love that for me. All right, so let's have a look at sorry, bear with me, I'm just trying to bring up. So I was just going through yesterday and looking at our WoW weekly, and there was a couple of things. I didn't think there was a lot really that defined for our challenge tunes. That's kind of like, this is happening. But there is some things which is obviously going to affect the account and what's coming up. Housing, player housing, as we know, is coming. They're looking at bringing that in the War Within in Midnight. So that's the next one. Is that right? We've got the War Within. Yes. Did you all see the preview? Yes. Midnight's the next one. Okay. So, and again, I'll have the link, but they're talking about, I know Soul So Breezy did a video I watched earlier this morning where it showed a video of someone in there. There was a table and whatnot. Yeah, I know. I love him too. He's fantastic at explaining things. He's fairly chill. I really like him. A streamer who does some fantastic content. So check him out. So yeah, I found that was really intriguing to see. And again, we don't fully know what's going to happen and how it's going to affect the challenges, etc., I guess, until it comes in. But it's something to be aware of. And again, I'd be looking in particular, like, again, it's account wide. There's a lot of stuff we just have to make allowances for, because it is more on that account wide stuff. You're right. Hello. How did that turn off? I don't. Again, I've got the background sound on. I don't know why. I don't know. I told you, audio is the bane of my existence. But at the same stage, I've got Cozzy causing a ruckus somewhere. So I don't know. Look, you know, leader streaming is always fun. Seriously, a little bit of chaos, guys. let's just keep with the theme. We should have sound back, so that should be okay. Is the background noise playing? Why is that not? That was an unexpected for Chris. Okay. Let me turn that. See, the whole reason I had the background sound was to stop these headphones from doing that. Anyway, give up. I give up, guys. It's just gonna be a mixture of just chaos. I just don't give a shit anymore. I'm sorry, I just can't. I try and nothing works. So from now on, chaos. Chaos bolt to the face. That's what we're all having. So yeah, let's just go for it. Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, Kobe, leave Cozzy alone. What is it? Is there something in the air? The animals are just chaos. The animals are being chaotic. Fantastic. Not even a, what do you call it? Chaotic? Is it chaotic neutral? No. Mrs. Rukuru, thank you very much. Welcome to chaos, known as leader streaming. So anyway, but yeah, what I did want to point out is BlizzCon returns next year, which after how things have been, it's kind of like, damn, excellent. I doubt very much that it will be something I would be able to do. But if anyone is going, please let me know. I'm always intrigued to see. I'm hoping. I didn't notice anything about virtual, any information about virtual at this stage. I might have missed it. I would say virtual, if we're doing virtual, that will be like, hell yeah, I'll be in for that. But unless I win lotto, Chris, which hasn't happened. Sorry, I did win $11, not last week, the week before, on a Tuesday. $11. I went, could you put 6 zeros behind it, please? Yeah, I can't see myself at all making for a BlizzCon next year. It would definitely be fantastic. September is earlier than normally because it's normally been always late October, early November. Yeah, I think you're right, Mrs. Rock Guru. That's not much information on virtual. I think it will definitely more information to come. So again, very, very exciting. All the information's there. That's so I just wanted to mention it. That was the big thing. If I've missed anything else that you think should have been brought up, let me know. Throw it in the comments for chat room now. But yeah, I was just like, cool. Like BlizzCon is going to be next year. We've got player housing coming with Midnight, with the next expansion. Like it's all, yeah. There's lots of things coming up, which is fantastic. It truly is. So, I'll put the link for the WoW Weekly from WoWhead in the show notes, so if you haven't seen it and want to go and have a look, it will be there. Other than that, I didn't overly notice anything. I know, challenge wise, as I said, Zai's been looking into all the Code Wardens, him and Rod have been looking into some of the finicky little things that have popped up since the patch in particular. So we're finding, more account-wide stuff's being added, so they're trying to just work through things when they pop up, because a lot of the time it's the easiest. You go looking for stuff and you can't find it, and then all of a sudden someone's like, ah, I've been flagged for this. So if you look at the 2025 timeline, housing is coming winter this year, along with Legion Remixed. Yeah, it's just, again, it's great to have a timeline, but I do at times get a little bit overwhelmed. It's a bit like Undermine. That's how I feel. Like it's going far too fast and things are hitting way quicker and I'm not prepared. I never seem to be prepared nowadays. And it's probably with working and whatnot, like I just haven't had time to. I still feel like I'm fully playing catch up all the time. All of the time, so. Mop Classic next summer. Again. You still haven't played at all this year so far. And there's a lot. It just there does seem to be, and I mean I understand that having a time frame and saying these things will come out here is much better than the back, the old days where we'd go months and be like, oh yeah, when patch, 11.1.2 comes out, it's going to be this, and it might be months and months and months before any of that stuff happens. But it still does feel quite overwhelming that there's a lot. There's a lot. Like obviously the game, there's a lot of stuff within the game. So yeah. Anyway, I'm still prattling on. Let's get on to the state of the challenges. So, we had 10 irons this week. So, at number 10, we have got Orochi, I think, level 22, RIP. 9 is Drakenwolf at level 25. Number 8 is Meat Rock. Meat Rock, I think is how we'll say it. A level 30, RIP. Number 7 is Nano Cover at level 30. 6 is Netherus at level 36. 5 is Ralph Were at 37. 4 is Delorios at 39. Number 3 this week is Iron Minkler at level 40. 2 is Latrao. Hopefully I pronounce that. Looks a bit Frenchish, maybe. Level 44. And number 1 was Bikini War at level 75. Well done. Great to see the irons leveling. Bloods. We had 10 Bloods this week. Fantastic. You guys rock. So, at number 10, we had Torko at level 17, RIP. Number 9 is Tarko. Hang on. That doesn't look backwards. Is that Tarko? It's not the usual naming convention. Because it's Tarko Nelf. Has she changed? Is she back to playing? And has she changed how she's doing it? Or is it different Tarko? Because normally Tarko's names are reversed. And it's not. It's like Tarko Nelf. Like Tarko Night Elf. So maybe Tarko is back playing and she's changed the way she's doing her names. I don't know. But anyway, they're level 18, so that's great. Number 8 is Hot Mustard at level 18, but RIP. Number 7 is Tahiti Tarko at level 21, RIP. Again, it's normal spelling, so that's why I wonder if it is her or not. 6 is Silver Wilds at level 23. That's a really nice, name. Silver Wilds. That actually sounds like that could be a place. I have thoughts. Number 5 is Bobby's Life at level 28, RIP. That sounds like something, like a stone character, Bobby's Life. That's cool. Number 4 is Silver Hell at level 47. 3 is Bloody Listen at level 63. Oh, that must be Listen's other Bloodthirsty. Number 2 is Silver Bones at level 78. And number 1 this week was Bloody Helly hitting level 80, becoming our second The War Within Bloodthirsty champion, which is fantastic. Zaya says she streamed some challenge tune this week but didn't really check. Yeah, I don't know. Because she normally has very particular, so unless she's decided to change the way she does the names. But I know that there was someone else doing a Tarko, but normal Tarko, when she was doing Tarko, if that makes sense. So, be intrigued to know if it's her or if it's the other Tarko person who likes Tarko. Pacifists. We've got 7 this week. We've got Iron Hawaya. Hewa at level 13. Number 6 is Passy Mage at level 29. 5 is Sir Daniel. I think it might be said like Sir Daniel at level 33. 4 is Pacifist at level 35. 3 is Gurn at level 56. 2 is Shiluana at level 64. And number 1 is Nathani at level 79. Again, if I'm butchering names, apologies, guys. Leader chaos. What can I say? It is what it is. Working man. We had one working man, which was Mr. Cheddar at level 11, but RIP. Greens. We had three greens this week. So four was Eva Green at level 10. Number three is War Strider at level 20. Two is Datura at level 35. And one is Storm Radia at level 54. Tins, we had one tin, which is Latinaha at level 70. And we had no teams at all this week. So again, lots of people busy across multiple challenge tunes, which is fantastic to see. Hopefully we didn't have any hiccups with the have we had any attacks on the servers today? I must admit I haven't looked at this stage, so hopefully it would be okay. Hopefully it's going okay. All right. Let's have some chit chat. Anything, any funnies? Pop them in. I have just got one, which I don't think I've ever seen this one, but it kind of, you're either going to face palm or not. Oh, you want jokes? yeah. Why was the computer cold? Because it left its windows open. Where's my laughing? Oh, where's my, I haven't got my, I've got my, thank you very much. I'll be here back in 2 weeks. okay. What is the difference between a supermarket and a grocery store? What is it, Dave? This is from Dave. Dave DeHunter. What is the difference between a supermarket and a grocery store? The cape. It's my brain's not quite getting that one. I don't know. Superheroes wear capes. Okay. Like Superman with a cape. Sorry, Dave. You have a rude one? Okay. Why not? Hit us. They're both markets, but one is wearing a cape. See, Chris has to dissect. My brain's just like, I don't get it. I'm sorry, Dave. I just couldn't comprehend it at all. I see what Mrs. Rock Guru sends us. What's the difference between love, true love, and showing off? Excuse me. I don't. What's the difference? love, true love, and showing off. I'd have no idea where this one's going at all. Wait and see what she says. I know, I've got someone at work that tells me jokes quite regularly, but I never remember them. Like, spit, swallow, and gargle. Mrs. Rongo, that's funny. Thank you. That I had no idea where that one was going. Now I understand what you said when it's rude. Okay. Anyone who's a little bit sensitive may bad on so many levels. I know that. Look, I put down that we are not a kid-friendly show, and, you know, when it comes down to it, absolutely. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I think there are appropriate times when, yeah, we can definitely have a little bit of adult level of humor. No, there always is one. It's okay, Zaya. There is always one. I always say it is not kid friendly. Well, I'm an ex-biker. Nothing wrong with that. We love that. Absolutely love that. What bike did you have, Mrs. Rock Guru? Let me know. I have got some of the guys that work at my facility have got some beautiful bikes. There's one that looks like a Harley, but it's not a Harley. It's a, God, what is it? Oh, it looks like an old, oh, mental blank. I'm going to say it's not a fat boy. It might be like an easy rider, but it's a different brand. But it looks, and it's like all matte chrome. So it's not shiny chrome. It's done in this matte, and it's got, like a gray. The colors, it's very, like, it's muted, but it's kind of like a steel gray, but matte. And then the chrome is kind of like a chrome, but matte, if that makes sense. It's a nice looking bike. It makes a beautiful sound. I can't think of what it is. And I've got another person who has got a Royal Enfield that he's doing up. And that is red, black, and it's mostly red and black with a bit of white through it. It's very nice looking. Like, once it's fully restored, it's a very nice bike. I must admit, I do love a good bike over a car any day. But it's not for me. So, what did I not have? Mainly Kawasaki's, GPZ 1000, GPZ 750, choppers, nice, Yamaha, FZX 750. My brother had a Kawasaki 750, I don't know what it was. This is like going back 20 years ago. That was a nice bike, but it was, like, it was a fast bike. Honda, Goldwing, or Valkyrie? It might be a Honda, but I'm not really sure. I'll have to check with him. He's a lovely guy. It's his friend's bike. His bike is in being fixed, so his mate's given him this bike, and it's just a lovely, lovely bike. I'll have to have see what it is. I've just completely gone mentally blank as to what it is. Might be a Honda something, but I think it's really unusual because it's very like matte in there. In the features, but it can't, it really suits it. So yeah. Zai says someone was selling an old Indian with sidecar near my home. Not a motorbike lover myself, but it was a beauty. My great uncle had a Indian with a sidecar. I remember that he had restored. I remember he would take us for spins in it as kids, and he's probably gone been gone 30 plus years. I think his son David got that, but he was also a motorcycle nut, so but that was before one. He had two old, like, vintage bikes. Indian was one. Can't remember what the other one was. One was red, which was, I'm sure, was the Indian, and then he had another one that was green. But completely different. It was lovely. Mrs. Rutguru says, my favorite was my chopped GP Z1000, all black, single seat, loved it to death. Nice. I again look, there's just it's amazing what's available. I always get surprised that, particularly when I drive home from work or even to work. When was that? Friday. I'm gonna say Friday, driving home from work. Now, I've been brought up, my mum, her brother, my a lot of both sides of the family have motorbikes, been brought up to completely know, like, safety, what to wear when you're riding, all of that kind of thing. Like, you just need to protect yourself when you're on a bike, because if you come off a bike, it's not going to be pretty. There was a young guy, I'm gonna say maybe on a 250. I don't think it would have been a 500, but on there. He's got on Crocs. He's got on what we would call football shorts. So they're, I don't know if you guys, the would know, they're what our rugby footballers wear. So they're not short shorts, but they're not short legs that are down to their knees. Like, it's that he had on a singlet. That was it. He had on a helmet, which that's fantastic. The helmet's gonna protect you, but your body's like Crocs. I'm sorry. Crocs. Who the fuck is riding around with Crocs on? That is real dangerous. It just was like, I couldn't believe it when he pulled up, and I'm like, who told you that that's acceptable wear for being on a bike? Boots, always, absolutely. Mama always said leathers, like, there was no ifs, buts, or maybes. Obviously, jeans is because Leather pants is awfully freaking hot, but you can definitely get them. But you know, like thick jeans, leather jacket, like you don't care, boots, 100% all the time. So yeah, but anyway, we're on a whole different tangent. Hey, whatevs, hey, whatevs. It's nice to have a chat. We talk about all sorts of things. I wasn't expecting to go this long, but anyway, we've managed to catch up, have a bit of a chat with you guys, which is fantastic. So yeah, no, it's fantastic. I love it. We haven't had much to be able to sit down. This is chit chat after all. So yeah, I don't mind having a bit of a chat. We got derailed completely from the show, but you know what? Sometimes we just need to have a little bit of a vent session, a little bit of a catch up with everyone. Hard-soled shoes, Dave says. Hard-soled shoes, boots, long sleeves, pants, helmet, and glasses. Absolutely. Like, you know, like I said, I was always brought up leather jacket. It's like, if you're going to have a motorbike, you're going to get yourself, and not a crap, it's got to be a good, decent jacket. Like, seriously, if you're coming off the bike, you want to have as much protection. Long pants, and not shit quality, like thick, heavy. But I understand, you know, like me, a lot of people, they, I have to say that when I was really sick, not when I had the cancer, it was after, when they found the tumor that ended up being benign. So what's that, probably about 8-9 years ago? There was someone, I remember being in the ward, and I can remember there was someone who'd just come in who ended up going into another ward room, and he came off a motorcycle. Guess what he had on? Thongs, shorts, t-shirt. Guess what? He was not pretty. I'm pretty sure he made it, but he was in rough. Yeah. Motorbikes and challenges. Motorbike challenges. Let's. I'll shorten it and we'll just go motorbike challenges, and how anyone wants to take that, completely up to them. All right. Let's go with that. Let me write it down. Chris, remind me. Let's go motorbike challenges. We're going with that. All right. As you guys know, a huge thank you. I'm going to say, where's my little hearty heart? Where's my heart? I've lost it. There it is. There we go. Yeah, I'll wrap up. I'm quite happy to go. Otherwise, I'll keep prattling on, guys. Which we can send you when you forget. Thank you. To our wonderful Iron Elites, scrolling across the screen. Maybe I might need to make it. What do you reckon? Make it a little bit bigger. Make it a little bit bigger. I might try that. Like, I can see it, and I don't want it to be, like, right across. Well, I don't care if it's a little bit bigger. Another half? Yeah, okay. I'll look at adding some size. Yeah, but not too much. Maybe no more than another half. I'll have a look and see. But yeah, so thank you. Thank you, and to Zep, Chris, and Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you very much for resubscribing on Twitch. Again, all the money that we get through all of our elites helps to pay for the website. As I constantly mention to Zaya and Stir, if I could scrap what we've got and go back to basics, I would, but it's not that easy. So, you know, so for the moment, we just got to deal with what we've got. So yeah, so really thankful to you guys for helping pay for the website. It is a huge relief. So, yes, to Zaya in particular, thank you for all you do. Looking straight down the camera at you. Thank you so much. Also to our wonderful mods that are here. Chris, thank you. I don't know if Stir's around or not, but thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, chat room, for hanging out. It's really nice to see. I know that we don't have a massive community, especially online. It's just, you know, we are a small community, but it is so lovely to be able to sit down and just have a chat with some of you in the chat room and just, you know, just chill and hang out. Very appreciative of that. Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you. Subscribe to Tier 2. That is very, very... hug you. If I could hug you, I would hug you. You're hugged in my thoughts. So thank you. That it truly does help. 'Cause full disclosure, I already pay for a sub and then I cover when I don't cover it. So every month I do put money in. So yeah, so it does greatly help me so I can pay my bills. At the moment life feels really shit at the moment. But anyway. Absolutely. Maybe one day I keep throwing in, you know, do a little bit of lotto. I always say work hard, it will pay off. I don't know. Some days. Anyway, I get on a whole different tangent. I'm supposed to be wrapping up the show. So, 2 weeks. So at this stage, I'll be back March 29th, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're back to normal. Daylight savings kicked in. America's all of that. Australia's daylight savings doesn't revert until, I'm going to say, the end of this month or Easter or something. I don't know. I'm never on daylight savings, so... Swear to God. Bloody headset. Anyway, you know where you can find all the things, all the stuff. You know where you can find me. All that. Again, thank you all for hanging out. Please stay safe, both in-game and out-of-game. I will be back in 2 weeks. Yeah. Just have a great time. Enjoy your WoW or not WoW or whatever it is that you're doing. But thank you very much for the conversation. And again, for just hanging out with me today, guys. All right, we'll see you back on the 29th of March. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.